morning once again.
Good morning.
And you are loved more than you know. We in this room love you, don't we?
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to continue our series, Living the Christ Idea. And the topic this week is the law of mind action. It's shaping reality through thought. Shaping reality through thought. I want to give you a scripture first off. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. This verse reminds us that our inner thoughts shape our outer reality. One of the first affirmations I learned in Unity is, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Now the important word here is held. You know, we have many thoughts in a day, don't we? Stuff fleets through, pass through, move. But when we hold on, when we hold on and feel it and believe it, that's when we manifest from our thoughts. We consistently think and believe, and we experience things, don't we? It's not just a metaphysical concept. It's an invitation to become conscious, what we call co-creators. You know, before Unity, I didn't know I was a co-creator. I didn't know I had power to move thought and to shape things and to hold to a concept or a thought, and that it could manifest into something wonderful. We have to watch out, though, for those reoccurring thoughts. Anybody have reoccurring thoughts? Hopefully they're good ones. Hopefully they're I am loved or something to that effect. Because it's those reoccurring thoughts, those thoughts that we're consistent with, those that we affirm over and over. Our minds are not passive observers, but they're powerful instruments of spiritual expression. And when we center our thoughts on love, faith, divine wisdom, we activate a ripple. You ever throw a pebble into a pond and it ripples out? Well, we activate a ripple that transforms not only our lives, but those around us. When I first came into Unity, I was introduced to this thought of collective consciousness. You know, it's not just you. It's the consciousness of the universe. It's what you put out there. It's what we believe collectively. And that's what gets us into some issues sometimes, doesn't it? Anybody here, if you go out in the rain, you're going to get a cold? How deeply planted is that thought in you? You know, it's hard to link up with some of those thoughts, isn't it? But when we begin to recognize them and begin to work with them and begin to think about, are they building me up or are they letting me down? Are they drawing me into to things that I don't want to manifest in my life? I love Charles Fillmore, our co-founder of Unity. I love that he understood that our minds are fertile gardens. And whatever seeds we plant, be they seeds of joy, peace, abundance seeds, or we could be planting seeds of fear, doubt, limitation. But whatever seeds we plant and hold on to, focus on, and concentrate, will inevitably sprout and blossom into our experiences. This is the key to unlocking our potential, to shaping what we want to see in our lives. Let's say you constantly dwell on lack or what you don't have. Anybody constantly say, I don't have, I don't see it happening, I don't think that could work in my life. You know, when we do that, we're cultivating a harvest. And that's not a harvest that I know I don't want, so I can assume you don't want it either. But if we cultivate thoughts of possibility, worthiness, divine abundance in our lives, I don't know about you, but that's the kind of harvest I want to reap. I always ask, what is it that you're thinking when you're not thinking? I know that sounds silly, but there are times when you can catch yourself in thought. What are those thoughts? Now, as we're walking through learning these true principles, as we study, as we come together and listen, as we go to classes and share, those thoughts should be uplifting. They should be thoughts of, I can, I will. I am a spiritual being and I manifest my good. There's some things I want to share with you. And this is a powerful practice tool that we can actively use in our lives. And I want to give you these practices because they're important. They're important for manifesting. They're important for shaping your reality. They're important to the law of mind action because this is where we want to focus. This is where we want to hold our thinking. This is where we want to take that invisible substance out here and shape and mold it into what we need in our lives. So one of the practices is we have what we call affirmative prayer. Not a prayer of begging or beseeching or, oh, please give me. But affirmative prayer is powerful because it's a declaration of truth. It's a conscious alignment with the divine reality that what it already exists, what we desire as our good. It's all around us. But we have to claim it. We have to take time with it. We have to sit with it and let it simmer. Anybody ever make stew? Isn't it good when you let it simmer and kind of slow down the process a little bit? That's what this truth. We want it to simmer in us. We can't take it in its entirety. Yeah, that's the give us this day our daily bread. We want to break it off and absorb it and let it unfold within us. Yeah. So affirmative prayer is what we want to do. We want to take some time, whatever it is you desire, see it completed. See the finish line. You know, I ran a race once. And in doing so, near the middle, I got so tired. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I can make it. And then I thought, wait a minute, let me vision the finish line. Let me see myself crossing it. And I got a spurt of energy, and I moved through that experience. Of course, I was last, but crossing the finish line is crossing the finish line, right? Yeah. I made it. I made it. So take some time in affirmative prayer. See it already done. If you have I'm going to use the young man as an example. You know, do you have homework? When you go to school, do you get homework?
We will do.
Well, with your homework, it's good to vision yourself completing that task, turning that in. Even though you're sitting at your desk working on it in that moment, but see it completed. See it being the most wonderful thing that you've done all day. And keep that attitude as you work through those problems and those challenges. You know, that's for all of us. What is it you need to do? See it completed. See it, envision it. See yourself handing it in or completing that task. This kicks things into action. That's affirmative prayer. Seeing things is already done. We also have what's called conscious thinking. Now, conscious thinking is the active practice of monitoring your thoughts. That's important, to take time to see what is that you're thinking. Or what are you thinking when you're not thinking? You know, that's important, to monitor those thoughts. And then redirect them. If they're not going in the right direction, if they're negative, if they're pulling you down, redirect them. How do you redirect them? Reach back to that affirmative prayer. See it as already being taken care of. You know, it's not about denying anything when we're using the conscious thinking technique. We're not denying it. We have what I call fact, which may be something that's happening in this body. But the truth of the matter is there's something in me that's pure. There's something in us that knows how to heal itself. The intelligence of the Christ, learning that Christ idea is wholeness, fulfillment. Let that spread in your thinking. Oh my gosh, what are you going to attract to you? You're good. Now, that's not to say things aren't going to happen. When I talk to some of my friends, they say, yeah, but you're living in a fairy tale world. You know, things are happening. Yes, they're happening, but guess what? They have no power over you, because you have the power within you to hold a thought of wholeness, or hold a thought of love, hold a thought of completion, and draw unto you all the resources. You know, sometimes I have to laugh because I'm sitting in my chair and I see the universe get busy because I'm putting a thought out there. And that thought is gathering everything it needs to bring it into manifestation for me. That's why you have to be careful. That's why you want to consciously monitor your thoughts. Because you don't want to draw the wrong thing, right? Yeah. We just want our good. So, I mentioned denying before. Well, we have denials. And denials, they're not about suppressing or ignoring negative thoughts and feelings, but they're about consciously releasing limiting beliefs. Any nagging doubt that you're not worthy, that you can't move through an experience. Denials release limiting beliefs. They're about acknowledging the fear, the doubt, the limitation, and then consciously choosing to let them go. You ever have a fear come upon you and you say, okay, I don't know what this is, but I do know there's a presence and there's a power within me that's greater than anything that's generated out here in the world. That's how you use a denial, to erase that limiting thought, to let it go. And then always replace it with an affirmation. And what's an affirmation? It's a positive declaration of the desired outcome. A powerful statement of what we choose to believe is true about ourselves and our world. You know, watching the news nowadays can be challenging, can't it? But when I watch the news, I see and envision a world that works for all of us. I see and envision people coming together in peace. I see and envision an understanding happening among humanity. I think most of what's happening is us not understanding one another, not taking the time to listen, not taking the time to love one another through our experiences. So here's your homework for the week. You didn't think you were going to get away without any homework, right? Here's your homework for the week. We want to be prepared for next week's lesson, which is going to be Divine Order, Trusting the Unfolding Path. And that's what we want to do, isn't it? We want to trust that our lives are unfolding as they should, that things are happening as they should. One step is the law of mind action, focusing those thoughts, taking time to redirect them to spiritual thoughts and practices. So the first thing I want you to do is what I was saying earlier. Practice affirmative prayer. Use it to align thoughts with spiritual truth, reinforcing the law of mind action. Anybody have anything they need to work on? Practice affirmative prayer, knowing that it's already completed, it's already released, it's already in progress. Now this one, people grumble sometimes when I tell them this one, but take time to meditate. Or just sit and contemplate the goodness of God, the things that are opening up for you. Yeah. Or just sit and contemplate. Quieting the mind allows you to become aware of divine ideas. It allows you to hear that still, small voice. Well, they say it's still small voice, but for me it's a big boomy voice letting me know the truth of my being. And also meditating or taking time to sit and contemplate releases limiting beliefs, because you can take that belief down to its bare minimum, and then build up what you believe spiritual. And the third thing I want you to do, practice, practice, practice. Consciously apply the law of mind action. Remember, thoughts held in mind produce after they kind. Try it. If you have something you're working on, try that. Try to redirect your thinking about that to a spiritual app. Turn within. Get guidance. That's what meditation does for us too. It gives us some guidance. Applying the law means consciously choosing thoughts that reflect your highest spiritual understanding in everyday situations. You know, what we think, believe, focus on energetically influences what manifests in our lives. Take responsibility for your thoughts, words, and actions. Choose life-affirming and spiritually aligned thoughts. We can co-create a more fulfilling and abundant life. Because what? We are expressions of God. Our thoughts carry divine creative potential. That is in you. Know it. That is in you. What are you working with? Is it a health challenge? Prosperity? Relationship issue? Take these practices and try them on for size. I guarantee you, you'll get results. Yeah. I'm stepping out on a limb on that thought. Yeah. Romans 12:2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what we're working on. Transformation begins with thought. Renewal of mind aligns us with divine ideas. And what are divine ideas? It's the underlying idea of everything. Beauty, love, peace. Yeah. Those are divine ideas, and we want to align our minds with them. So I invite you this week to examine the patterns that you hold in mind, the stories you tell yourself. What are some stories you tell yourself? Oh, you can't do that. You don't have the skills. Well, guess what? Take time and you'll be led to get the skills you need to manifest whatever it is you're desiring. If the desire is strong enough. You ever have a strong desire? I've had some desires, but you know, they haven't been all that strong. I didn't really work on manifesting them because, who knows, probably it wasn't my highest good. But whatever it is, we are expressions of God. Know that that divine creative potential is in you. Open your heart to the Christ idea and allow Spirit to guide your thoughts towards healing, wholeness, and most of all, divine possibility, the potential for greatness is in you. In fact, that's a good affirmation to tell yourself every morning. The potential for greatness is in me. I'm going to get up and start this day off because the potential for greatness is in me. Let's seal the deal with prayer. Let's take a moment. I want you to remember, as we prepare for the Lord's Prayer, which is like a prelude into meditation, I want you to remember you are a radiant expression of the Christ idea. The Christ within you is not a figure from the past, but a present, vibrant force within each of us yearning to be expressed. It is our inherent perfection, our unlimited potential, our unwavering connection to the divine. That's true for me. Is it true for you? If you don't believe it yet, take some time. Sit with it. Let's affirm the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now take a deep breath, and if you want to close your eyes or focus on some of the lights around the chapel. As we center ourselves in the quiet, you know, it doesn't take much. It just takes a moment to sit down, a moment to breathe in and release it, knowing that each breath is cleansing. And I'm going to speak this in the first person because I want you to take it in as your own words. I center myself in the quiet knowing that God is present here and now. And with each breath, I release the noise of the outer world and enter into this sacred stillness within. In this space, I remember my thoughts are not fleeting. They're seeds of creation. So I affirm, I am one with divine mind. I am one with divine energy. I am one with the spirit within. My thoughts are aligned with truth, love, and light. And as I focus on the radiant light at the center of my being, I realize this is the light of Christ, guiding my thoughts with wisdom and clarity. And as I hold a thought of peace, I feel it ripple outward, blessing my relationships, blessing my work, blessing my community. And as I hold a thought of abundance, I see doors swinging open, resources flowing, and divine ideas unfolding. And I know I am the thinker that thinks the thoughts, and through spirit the thought comes forth. So I take a moment to rest here in the creative power of my mind, knowing it is aligned with the infinite. And I pause right here, right now, as I am saturated with the light of spirit in this quiet moment. And I give thanks for the gifts that I've received in this time of quiet, in this time of meditation. And as I prepare to gently return to this time and space, I know my thoughts are sacred instruments of divine action. And I send them forth in wisdom and in love. And I prepare my heart and my mind to receive all that has been prepared for me before the very foundation of the universe. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to come together this morning to hear words of encouragement, to be lifted up, to know we can center our thoughts on things of you, dear God. And so we give thanks. We give thanks for all things. In the name of the living, loving Christ idea. And we know all is well. So we claim it right here, right now. We know that it is so. And so it is. Amen. We have on your yellow sheets our affirmation for the week. And we want to give these affirmations, we want to take them deep. We want to plant the seeds. We want to shower them with energy to go forth. So we're going to affirm, my thoughts are seeds of truth. I plant them in faith and harvest with joy together. My thoughts are seeds of truth. I plant them in faith and harvest with joy. And feel that joy in your heart as you place someone in the midst of all this energy, someone that you know could use a burst of energy, a burst of truth. And let's affirm this for them together. Your thoughts are seeds of truth. You plant them in faith and harvest with joy. And we see that for them. We see them harvesting abundance. And now as a sense of community, for this spiritual community here and for all communities, let's affirm this together. Our thoughts are seeds of truth. We plant them in faith and harvest with joy. And it is so, and
so it is.
Amen.